So I think today is a propitious day to concentrate upon 5th and 6th chapters. As you have said, we should read the 5th and 6th chapters together. There is a close link between the two. In fact, there is a close link among all the first 6 chapters of the Gita. Either I have. So once again, let us say something that we already said about these 2 chapters, just to get the link. The 5th chapter starts with a question from Arjuna. In the same way in which the 3rd chapter also begins with a question of Arjuna. And both these questions are similar questions. If you open page number 127, the 3rd chapter and the 1st verse, says, Jayasi Chet Karmana Te Mata Buddhi Janardana Tat Kim Karmani Ghore Mam Niyo Jayasi Keshava. If according to you intelligence or knowledge is far superior to action, then why do you throw me into action which is so terrible? Karmani ghore, ghoram karma. Why do you throw me into a terrible action? Not only action, but terrible action. And the 3rd chapter was then the explanation. But the question is once again raised in another form in the 5th chapter. And the reason why the similar question has been raised, I don't say the same, but a similar question has been raised, because even though Sri Krishna has explained in the 3rd chapter the secret of action, and as we saw in the 3rd chapter, the secret of action that is given is that karma has to be done as a sacrifice, yajyartham, as a yajya, as a sacrifice. And in the 4th chapter, the yajya is explained in a large way, in which action and knowledge have to be synthesized and combined. And since this combination of knowledge and action is still complex, there is a room for this kind of a questioning, which is similar to the questioning that started with the 3rd chapter. In other words, unless we understand the relationship between action and knowledge in a proper manner, which we have done at length in our previous dialogues, and the proper relationship between knowledge and action is that knowledge is always superior to action, which does not mean that action is therefore to be thrown away. Merely saying that knowledge is superior to action does not mean that knowledge is to be thrown away. But it is always true that knowledge is superior to action. But knowledge itself gets fulfilled in action. So that if action is not done, the knowledge is not fulfilled. That which is superior gets fulfilled when action is performed. That is why the justification of action. So you might say that action is therefore a consequence, but a necessary consequence if you want a fulfillment. Now this relationship is often not understood, and therefore we simply say which is superior, knowledge is superior or action is superior. And therefore the question continues. Our human consciousness always wants to do that which is superior. And in Sri Krishna's answer, whenever knowledge is described, he always says rightly that knowledge is superior to action. Even while praising that action should be performed, he does not give up the basic proposition that knowledge is always